Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
What have we learned in the last 7 days?
Not
it's blowing our minds.
Oh, 7 days.
Yeah, not just today.
Not much.
At least you're honest, I guess. This one, actually, I found super fascinating. I've definitely seen Titanic. I'm presuming that you have too. Joy.
Oh, no, I have. I was trying. This is how tired I am. Yeah. My brain's not working. I was trying to think of what's the song that was famous from it? Near, far,
wherever you are.
It's beautiful.
I'll be. Is it I'll be?
No.
Oh, well, that's why we play lazy lyrics, because I don't know the lyrics after that. Okay, so this one's all about Titanic. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's a classic. You need to watch it.
Yeah.
But did you know the entire film, other than the opening credits and the closing credits, goes for 2 hours and 45 minutes, right?
That's how long it took the Titanic to sink?
Yes.
I knew that.
Did you?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Is it common knowledge? I'm wondering. Or if it's just some random fact that I kept in my head.
I think it's a random fact because I went around the office and no one else knew this.
Okay.
So well done, Beck.
Thank you.
But did you also know that the scene, the collision scene where it hits the iceberg, goes for 37 seconds? That's how long it made contact with the actual iceberg.
That's insane.
So when they were making the film, I mean, this isn't
how did
chance,
they know that
not.
Specifically, 37 seconds?
Well, from the people that survived, I guess.
Yeah, but no one's going to be counting at the time, 37 seconds.
You would.
Seconds.
You'd go, oh, hang on, I better start counting here. This could be the loss of a lot of life.
Yeah.
Hang on, this could be a big moment.
This is going to be a movie in the future, and I need to know how long we struck that iceberg for.
Yeah, oh, people knew.
Yeah.
No, well, I guess the pilot, not the pilot, what do you call them?
Captain?
Yes, captain. The captain would have had to recall all that kind of stuff.
Did they survive?
Well, no, but he would have had to drop down stuff.
But it was on paper and the ship sank.
No, they would have been made contact with other people outside of the boat. That's.
You think?
Yeah, for sure. The old Morse code.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I don't know.
But it was,
I don't know if
oddly,
it did.
Oddly specific. I'm just 37 seconds.
But I thought, man, I wish I had known that when I started to watch the movie. Like, it should have been right at the very start. This film goes for 2 hours and 45 minutes,
yeah.
The entire duration of the start to finish of the sinking of the ship.
Is it not?
No, oh, well, as far as I know, I don't. I don't know where you got your stats from.
I don't know either. Sometimes I just have random knowledge in my head and I don't know where I got it from.
Well, maybe it was just me and the other co-workers around the building that didn't know.
No,
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's blowing my mind, and I now want to rewatch it knowing that. And I feel like they should have said it right at the start of the film if they hadn't already.
If you haven't already, re-edit it for Jazeel.
Please, and thank you. Anyway, moving along.
Oh,
what have you learned in the last 7 days?
Okay.
Surely something.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
I found this story.
Okay.
And it is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So unbelievable. You'd be like, do I believe that or not? Name the segment. A woman.
Wow.
A woman is lucky to be alive.
Talana, can you get a bed? Just a pillow, a little duvet.
Kind of a blanket. Let me snuggle up and have a night.
Okay, yep.
So a woman is lucky to be alive after a meteor lands on her pillow inches from her head.
Whereabouts was this? When?
Okay.
How?
She was awoken by a loud bang because obviously she was asleep. She couldn't figure out. That was terrible. She couldn't figure out where the noise had come. Did you say it yourself?
Yes.
She couldn't figure out where the noise had come from. Then she realized that she was covered in dust and there was a hole in her ceiling.
Yep. So she shot straight through, landed right next to her.
That's right. But initially, of course, she wasn't like, oh, that was a meteor.
Yeah, yeah. She's next to neighbor's throwing the rock through again.
Yeah, well, she saw this fist-sized rock laying on her pillow. And then in a panic, she called the police. They came and investigated, and it was soon determined that the rock was actually a meteor.
Wow.
And it was potentially billions of years old. How cool
Whoa.
Is that? Ruth, who's the woman,
yeah.
She said she was totally amazed that it came from space, could be billions of years old, landed inches from her head, and she said if it had gone, you know, a few inches to the right, maybe she wouldn't have been totally amazed because it would have been a totally different story.
Yes, more death about the show.
Oh, you didn't have to say the D word.
I also, I went to the Perth Museum during the school holidays, and they have a whole bunch of meteorites sitting there.
Yeah.
Man, some of them look so cool.
Aren't they awesome?
And then you turn off the light and half of them glow.
Really?
It's really, really cool if you haven't checked it out.
I want a meteor.
Maybe just not landing on your pillow.
Not so close to me.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah. Hey, what's crashed through your roof? Anything for you?
Crashed through my roof? I had a friend who's an electrician when he was doing his apprenticeship. He fell through the ceiling.
Oh, he crashed through a roof.
He crashed through. But other than that, I don't think we've actually had anything go through our roof, no. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.